or say if somebody accidentally shot or stabbed himself in the leg, you might take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound or whatever it is. They usually use some kind of caustic in it and stuff to throw it up. Try to keep down infection.
Have you ever seen a place like that that didn't heal cleanly? And
yeah, I've had a brother one time that fell through a grandstand. A nail hit him in the leg. And that thing is running through it for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
4, 5, 6 years maybe. He finally got the bismuth powder, kept that on it, finally cleared it up, healed up.
Have you ever heard that flesh called any kind of flesh in particular?
Proud flesh, right there.
Say if somebody got cut on the finger, some of this kind of brown liquid you might put on it to prevent infection?
Iodine. Highly red.
Have you ever had to take any of this this white bitter tasting powder people used to give for malaria?
I know the name of that. I took a lot of it and killed honey and quinine. Yeah, I took a lot of that.
Have you ever heard, you know, if somebody died, have you ever heard anybody say anything else besides, well, so-and-so died? Might say something to mean the same thing.
Kick the bucket.
You ever heard them say,
Passed away. Yeah. Passed on.
What about croaked?
Well, I've heard that too. Expression that, croaked.
Or say that somebody who died, somebody might say, well, he's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he
happened to him. Mm-hmm. Or what killed him.
What do you call that box that people are buried in? That's the
coffin.
And the ceremony for the dead person, that's the...
Well,
you say you're going to so-and-so's...
Preacher funeral, all that.
And you know, sometimes people are dressed in black. You say they're in...
Mourning. Yeah, we have a lot of graveside sonic rites out there. We put on a pretty good funeral, but it's a little too long, I think.
Really?
Hold the family too long. But they put on a real nice one. I've even been to the Shriners and the Scottish Rite. We had a doctor here, Dr. Kimball, one time, and he was a heck of a good doctor. He had a vector photostatic mind. Mm-hmm. He went from on up to be Grand Master of Arkansas. He died out there. They had a real nice funeral, but I thought it was awful long.
Yeah.
My stepmother died. She belonged to the Eastern Star. They put that on right there around the coffin, too, in the funeral home. Then they had a little graveside rite to do.
Have you ever heard of a disease that children used to die from because they get
diphtheria?
Yeah.
I've known a few of them.
Have you ever heard of any disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
Yeah, that's the yellow jitters. I had that. Before I took my gallbladder out.
Really?
Eyeballs get yellow, the skin, have a yellow jaundice.